107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Brandy Gillett with Stratford Public Library, and she's here with lots to talk about. Brandy, how are you?
I'm good, Jamie. How are you?
Good. Now, before we get to all of this, how was Ontario Public Library Week?
Oh, my goodness. It was such a great week. And thank you for your snippet of appreciating public libraries.
My pleasure.
It was really, really lovely. It was a fantastic week. There was lots of excitement. Our ballots, our draws were, it was really, really great. Yeah,
fun. So we have lots to talk about. Poetry actually tops our list of some of the things we're discussing because it's a call-out time. Now, I know the submissions for the poetry contest wrapped up, but this is a call out of a different sort.
Yes, that's right, Jamie. So we are now in partnership with Destination Stratford, teaming up to find our next Youth Poet Laureate for 2026. So this is a one-year role which celebrates young voices ages 14 to 24 who use poetry and storytelling to reflect the experiences of Stratford area youth. The selected poet performs at local events and inspires others through the power of words.
I think it's a great idea. So submissions are open now through till the end of the month, so only for this month.
Yes.
And Quinn was out certainly performing with the David Stones, the Stratford's Poet Laureate, at so many events. So it's quite it's a nice outreach.
It really is. And Quinn, our first Youth Poet Laureate, did just a phenomenal job. So to conclude their term, we're really excited that Quinn is going to be coming back to host a final youth writing event with David Stones. This is taking place at the library. It's called Speaking Out, Workshop for Young Poets and Storytellers. It's taking place Saturday, November 15th at the library, as I said, 10:30 to noon. And it's open, Jamie, to youth in grades 4 to 12. And anybody can come and we'll explore the art of writing and performing poetry, offering young voices a chance to express themselves through poetry.
It's another great to get together with Stratford Public Library as we chatted with David Stones about it, and now the focus on youth poets. How awesome to engage young people in poetry. You know, we talk about writing or so many other things, but poetry alone, how cool is that?
Yeah. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. So lots happening with Stratford Public Library. So let's segue into Writing Club.
Yes, we're just launching, just this week actually, a new program for us, or drop-in. It's a Thursday night Writing Club. So every Thursday evening from 5 to 9 p.m., local writers or hopeful writers can come by the library, Jamie, to the main floor and write among the books that they love alongside new friends, old friends. You can work on your stories, your craft without saying a word, or bounce ideas off of others that might be coming.
Yeah, I was going to say, because writers do love to either collaborate or bounce ideas off each other. So what a nice opportunity for something like this. So this is new, Thursday Writing Club at Stratford Public Library. There you go. And from writing, we segue into music.
Yes. Our very popular Music Appreciation Fridays program starts again this month. And this is a opportunity, Jamie, for residents to explore musical worlds with Anne Reynolds. If you don't know Anne, Anne is a longtime resident of Stratford, and she's a music connoisseur. And she'll be taking interested patrons on a global journey through sound in her Friday afternoon series at the library each week. So it begins this week and runs every Friday until the first week of December. Each week features a new theme, musical theme, from Toronto's opera scene to European classics, with curated music and insightful commentary from Anne.
There you go. It's kind of around the world, if you will, right here in Stratford. The Music Appreciation Fridays. Another great idea. Mm-hmm. And we've also got a collab, if you will, with Stratford Perth Museum.
We do, yes. We're continuing our very popular story trails with the Stratford Rotary Club and the Perth Museum. So these are our story trails out on the heritage trails at the museum, Jamie. And this month we're celebrating, we have a family event on Saturday called Celebrate Good Morning Canada. And this is an opportunity to spend time out at the museum in the morning. It's inspired by Andrea Lynn Beck's beloved picture book, which is up on the Heritage Trail right now, called Good Morning Canada. So those interested can come out, enjoy a story walk on the Heritage Trail, pancakes with maple syrup, crafts, scavenger hunt, old-fashioned hockey, all celebrating Canada's beauty and diversity.
It's another great collaboration, if you will, with Stratford Perth Museum, especially with these story trails or heritage trails. And again, if you've never been through those trails at Stratford Perth Museum, I know we've had rainy weather, but we haven't seen the snow as of yet. It's still fall.
And even when there is snow, they have snowshoes for you to walk the trails.
That's right. Yeah. There you go. So check it out with Stratford Perth Museum. Lots happening again with Stratford Public Library. We'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. And again, great to hear Ontario Public Library Week with Stratford Public Library, another great success. And what I loved about it, it really spotlights everything that Stratford Public Library has to offer. And I hear it time and time again, a library for perhaps a city of this size just does so much for our community. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Jamie.
Brandy Gillett. Thanks, Brandy.